Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hockett moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Heath moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Kramer moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mack scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack bunts for an out with unknown description. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richards moves to third. Trux moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Richards scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 4 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Rosar moves to third. Rocco moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Orrell now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosar scores. Rocco moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rocco scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Paul Richards. Joe Wood pinch hits for Joe Orrell. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.